Stay tuned for a Happy Birthday Jesus transmission. Welcome, my friends. It is 9/11/2022, and this could be the birthday of Jesus. There are many scholars, those that understand astronomy, who have found that the codes, the signs in the sky, they really denote that the king was born on this day. 2,000 years ago. And that kind of makes sense when you think about all the weirdness throughout time, especially the last couple decades regarding 9/11. I was on the phone with Daniel X, Ministry X podcast, earlier today, and we got into this a little bit, and I said, we got to, you know, lay this all out. Because 9/11 is a lot more than just New York City and all the horrible things that happened in 2001. The date 9/11 has been confirmed almost as like a time paradox. Like, hear me out here. So they claim that the Osama bin Laden regime, a bunch of Afghanistan terrorists living in caves, carried out the most incredible terrorist attack in world history, coordinated with a bunch of box cutter wielding cave dwellers that barely passed their exams in flight school in Florida. And the list goes on. The whole thing is totally a farce. But zoom ahead a decade and a half later, 9/11 2014 or 2015, there was at Mecca, at the ultimate holy place for Islam, an incredible accident, an incredible act of God, terrible tragedy, where lightning struck one of the bin Laden family's construction cranes, causing it to fall upon the Mecca building, I guess, surrounding that sacred cube, and killing a bunch of people. Now, that was a terrible tragedy, but that was the gateway for me to come into this podcasting hemisphere, because usually, you know, you have people that make YouTubes and Facebooks and whatever, and that was me before. But in that following month, Matthew Miller was gracious enough to invite me to be a guest on his podcast, The Portico of Solomon and The End Time Tribune. I forget which one it was. But I was a guest, and that was what thrust me into the Fringe Radio Network the following year. And ever since then, I've been like podcasting maniac, baby. Like, wow, once you find out you can do this and you don't have to depend on the big tech platforms, it's a whole new world. So I want to thank Johnny McMahon, Iron Show Johnny, and just God for doing that. But it all came down to the birthday of Jesus, if that is the birthday of Jesus. They say that the stars aligned on 9/11. 0 AD, that was the date that Jesus was born. And so if that's true, it would make a lot of sense that the devil would do all of his hanky-panky on 9/11. Now, there have been other interesting kind of events that have happened on 9/11. Very interesting ones that pertain to world history, but we won't get into all of those. I just wanted to kind of come on here and let you know that the birthday of Jesus, if that is 9/11, then we should not be somber and sad and thinking about the enemy and the Illuminati and all the bad things that have happened on this date, but think about the fact that God has a plan and he sent Jesus Christ, whatever day he was born. Let's say it wasn't 9/11, but he was sent to destroy the works of darkness that give you so much heartache. You know, the sicknesses, the sins, the tragedy, the heartbreaks that we all have faced. And Jesus Christ was manifested in this world to take care of all those things. So let us just thank the Lord and draw closer to him and sing happy birthday to Jesus if this is the date, and consider that there are more blessings than we can possibly imagine waiting for us. The birthday presents are that we get to be saved. He came to save us. And the sacrifices of a broken spirit, the sacrifices of praise. When you pray, when you give God your life, we are the birthday presents to Jesus. So give God your life right now. I'll hear you, brother. Hallelujah. Be a strong one for Jesus. Understand it is the end times. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Big changes are coming. That was Voss. I met him in Waco in 2004 at a meeting. Wordstock. Wordstock 3. I was there, or Wordstock 2, I forget. Basically a kind of a youth camp rock concert, and he gave me a big hug and very sincere guy. I think he lives in New York City now. I'm pretty sure he kind of left the family and just had to take care of his kids, and like many people, they just went on with their lives and forgot all the things that they sang about. I was sent this song. You should definitely take a look at this. It's called The Refusers Eat the Bugs, official music video. And let's not forget the war that we are in. They want us to eat the bugs. And this is not a video that's appropriate for children. It's really gross. But it really just visualizes the perspective of what the enemy has for us. So Eat the Bugs, The Refusers on YouTube. Check it out. Let's play some more positive music, though. I want to think about the gospel and God's plan for us. So, hallelujah. This is called The Ambassador. Beautiful song about being a witness for Jesus.
For my space king, words of life and healing from my country I bring. Coming from a place where there's so much more than anything in this old world you ever found before. I'm a stranger here, a pilgrim in a foreign country. I'm just a passing through, my dear, to invite whoever wants to meet the King of Love and Peace. Just come and see. Come and see. Just come and see. Ambassador for my King, I'm here to be, fulfilling all the wishes of His Majesty. Bringing you the message of His love and peace, and an invitation to our heavenlies. If you really want to see these things, you know there is an answer. All that you must do is believe and close your eyes. Take my hand and come along with me.
Hallelujah. I love the words of the song. This is Dave Mendoza. And this is the spirit of an end time witnesser. And this is what we're doing on the internets, but also everything we do, every relationship that you make, everything that God gives you in your life is an opportunity to extend a hand for someone to come and see. You think you're a mess? You think your life isn't perfect? Well, imagine someone that's deeply steeped in the darkness of the enemy's clutches. And they're waiting for somebody like you, somebody who has faith, somebody who doesn't prescribe to the dragon, the beast system of Babylon and Jezebel and the horror. And you have the vision of the kingdom of God, and they need you. They need your hand to introduce them, not to some church, cult, group, guru, whatever. If you got a church, great, you know, bring them to that church. But to meet the Lord, the King of Kings Himself. He is outside of every church, except the church, which is, of course, my church.
No, my church. Yeah, my church. But I thought I was the true church. Well, the truth is there are many churches that are true at times. But they like to bicker and squabble about who's the best. Who's the best? I'm the best one of Jesus. Well, don't lead them to any of those guys. Lead them to Jesus. And wherever there is a true servant of God who is a servant of all, for the true servant of God is someone who is really the servant of all, washing the feet, doing the humble things, the simple things. I've been looking into orthodoxy recently, and I think that orthodox Christianity is probably the bedrock of the true church. I mean, I think that we're going to see a takedown of the Catholic Church as a whole, because it's got so many holes in it. And you'll probably want to refer to the Orthodox Christian Church as the historical, kind of a little bit of a relic, but the continuation of the early church till today. But meanwhile, there have been many prophets and faith walkers who have walked amongst all different denominations, and even not having denominations, because we've all just been kind of pilgrims and strangers and saints walking in the deserts, and that's kind of been America in a lot of ways. And I think that God looks at every person who ever lived by faith and stepped out of the system, like Abraham, to be a part of those churches. And, you know, some of them kind of solidified, but whatever. Another story for another day. Let's continue to listen to The Ambassador by Dave Mendoza. Good old friend of ours from the old days. Be an ambassador for the kingdom of God, not for some church down the street. Hallelujah.
From a place so wondrous to behold, with buildings made of crystal and its walls of see-through gold. The flowers are gigantic and my people are free, enjoying all the pleasures of God's liberties. Come and see, world of love, you'll find the waiting. Follow me to where of your heart become reality. Just come and see. Come and see. Just come and see. I'm here as an ambassador for my space king. Leaves of life and healing from my country I bring. Coming from a place where there's so much more than anything in this old world you ever found before. I'm an ambassador of love, and in this love you'll find the answer. Ask for God to change your life. Believe, receive, take my hand and love will set you free.
When those songs were written, and when that movement existed, I speak of a very fringe
Christian group, the Family International, there was no internet. There was no opportunity to go and have a YouTube channel where it's like, God showed me a dream, or a TikTok thing where it's like, stop scrolling. Somebody needs to hear this. You know, this is an era where many people are resorting to the internet to be a witness. And that was my original dream back in 2013, that there would be a network of believers. Back then, all I knew were my fellow missionaries, but that we would all have our own, like, YouTube channel kind of website blog slash thing where we could be online warriors for Jesus and sharing the gospel to everywhere. And it never really took off back then, but now I see it taking off. But back then it was really just word of mouth witnessing and grabbing that guitar and playing that song for that lost soul. And I think that is still probably the most effective way. But it's obvious that we have this opportunity with the internet to be speaking the truth out loud and testifying our faith before men. And it does count. It's not the only thing that counts, but it does count for something. So hallelujah, this 9/11, let us be witnesses for Jesus using every opportunity. Don't just use the internet. Try to find somebody in your daily life and share the gospel with them. Try to reach out to somebody who is in need and share the good news and be a helping Good Samaritan with them. And also in your dream life, in your subconscious life, let God lead you to be a warrior. I was on the phone yesterday with a retired Navy veteran who has recently been having dreams of God reinserting this individual back into the military, into the service. First, it was boot camp, and then now it's like back on a ship. And I believe that this is a symbol of how God is bringing his soldiers, his spiritual soldiers, onto his heavenly spaceships to do service, not just off-world, off-planet, in interstellar domains, but into interdimensional spiritual domains where he needs us to be in prayer, to be on call, to have a vision above just your life. Like, well, I'm old and I'm, I don't know, I can't do. Well, it's not about standing there with tracts only. It's also about your heart and your spirit, man, and your relationship with God. And God has a space navy. He has a spirit navy to re-enlist any of you who are willing to be a part of the spirit force. That is a real thing. I'm getting more and more calls, emails, comments among my small reach on the internet. I'm not that big. But the fact that I'm not that big doesn't change the fact that we are having an effect, that the enemy is threatened by us, wants to take us down. I am a warrior. I am a fighter. I will never back down. But at the end of the day, I embrace my weakness and the duty of the end time army of God is not to be the end time Samson of God. Oh, David's mighty men. That's a part-time job. The full-time job is to exalt in your weakness, exalt in whatever it is that God has given you that makes you weak, whether it's your health or your age or whatever, your situation, because God's power is perfected in weakness. And the bride of Christ is not in control of the battle plan. The bride of Christ's main duty is to feed the sheep, feed the babies, and take care of the house for Jesus. I mean, he's the war master. He is the one that is going out there, and he's the one that's going to destroy the system, the global reset, the Antichrist beast system at the end. And we follow him on white horses, but he is the one with a sword that comes from his mouth. So pray those spiritual warfare prayers, get those spiritual warfare visions, but most of all, stay close to the Lord
and just extol his name and love him. I'm going to play one more song here. This is called The End of the Day. And it's about kind of like after everything that we do and we strive to do, what does it all matter? Except for what we did in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The battle's not over yet. And if you were in the family, if you were ever in the children of God or born into that, and I don't care what you did, God has a plan for you. And he has a mission, and we are in the end time more than ever before, even more than 1985. It's definitely the end time now. So stay strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. This is called At the End of the Day.
As we cross that